Today is Sunday, March 18th, 2007. Dr. Deleoni Stanonik here with an update on the medical condition of Martin Strel and his team. This has been the most intense week of the expedition from a medical perspective. Martin has lost 31 pounds and has stabilized at 220-pound mark, where we will try to keep him for the rest of the expedition. This means that he will need to increase his caloric intake and keep taking amino acid and vitamin supplements. His blood pressure has been staying in the 130 over 85 to 90 range, with pulse in the mid-60s. His newest complaint this week has been dermatitis on the back of his scalp, which I am treating with steroid creams. The dermatitis on his feet, behind his knees, and in his groin has cleared up. He has complained of malaise and mental exhaustion, which is helped by the daily cognitive behavioral therapy that we do in the evenings. Martin does not have any other complaints currently, nor has he suffered any other injuries so far. One of the new team members who recently came on board was complaining of malaise, low energy levels, muscle aches, upset stomach cramps, and decreased appetite. He was receiving good malarial prophylaxis with Malarone, however, he did confirm that he drank tap water and that he had not received all of the required vaccination for the travel to the Amazon. His symptoms worsened during the day. He also developed fever, chills, and headache. We took him to the local hospital, where he was diagnosed with several infections, and sent to an infectious disease clinic in Manaus. The clinic retested him and cleared him the next morning. After having been fever-free for 24 hours, he returned back to the boat and is feeling well currently. I myself became a patient 2 days ago after going into an anaphylactic shock because of a severe allergic reaction to a drop of an esoteric oil on my skin. When I arrested respiratorily, they took me to the local hospital Jose Mendez in Itacachiara, where I got resuscitated with IV epinephrine, corticosteroids, cimetidine, and fluids. Dr. Garcia saved my life and kept me in the surgical intensive care unit overnight. I am feeling much better 2 days from the event, and I am very lucky to be alive. Today, I went on a house call in the jungle when a man came to our boat looking for a doctor who could help his daughter that was bleeding out. A 13-year-old daughter fell on a tree stump and lacerated her private areas. Upon examining the patient, I ligated several arteries and repaired her vaginal walls. The procedures took over 2 hours in unsanitary conditions. However, I tried to adhere to the sterile techniques as much as possible. I administered pain medication as well as several antibiotics. I strongly recommended that she follow up in the regional hospital in Parintins in a few days. Other team members have survived the epidemic of the cold and pharyngitis and are doing well currently. Reassessment of their vital functions showed that several gained some weight back after the initial loss at the beginning of the trip. The atmosphere on the boat is jovial, dynamic, and open despite the enclosed conditions and proximity. Again, this is Dr. Deleoni Stanonik reporting from aboard Kasikyari on the health of Martin Strel and his team. We are currently nearing the town of Parintins on the Amazon River.